we as spiritual beings, warriors of the light, those involved in raising and opening consciousness, expanding consciousness in ourselves and others, this is a perfect time to cultivate our own demonstration of what we already know, what we have already been privy to, what realizations that are already within our heart and soul. So I feel it's the perfect timing, while there's this instability, for us to inject a spiritual stability from within ourselves to the world, and starting with our families and friends and colleagues around us. And that comes from injecting the world with more humor, more lightness, more care, more love, more truth, all the universal values that, you know, that we all stand for, you know. Well, he called this time the time of the great quickening, the quickening of consciousness. And as consciousness quickens into the light, into greater awakening, so do the forces of endarkment, all the old models, the old methods, the entrenched politics, the entrenched agendas, however they might be, those models no longer hold validity or are Gaia-centric. They were based on just human-centric or me-centric values. And now we have to. I mean, the actuality is we are Gaia-centric. We are aspects of the whole. We are symbiotic with all of nature and reality. And whether we think so or not, we're not here to dominate the world. We're here to be in harmonious, synchronous, symbiotic, loving relationship, conscientious relationship with the whole. But the path of the warrior sage is what Stuart Wilde and my teachers taught me, and it's a path where we recognize we are the divine being embodied already. We do not need to be in fear of these things. Recognizing that I am equal to this. I am not a victim to these energies. I am not below them. They cannot manipulate me in dark and nefarious ways. They can't attack my aura. They can't infuse my space. These are all imprints, even in the human potential, spiritual worlds, that continuously feed the fear that the invisible world can harm us.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And we're back. We're live. It's 4 p.m. Pacific time, April 4th, 2019. Time for the next installment of my series, WTF, not standing for what you think it stands for. It stands for Where to Focus. The reason being, the inspiration, of course, for this series is the fact that we have been saying WTF for a couple of years in particular, that the things going on our planet and on the astrological new year of this year, we launched this series as a counterattack to get back on track and focus where we need to focus to create where we want to go. So that's the short story. My next guest in the series today is Satyan Raja. We haven't talked to him for a while. I first met him on the battlefields of Enlightened Warrior Training Camp nearly two decades ago. And what ensued was an amazing enlightened journey, explorations of many topics on the air over many years, and also attending many of his amazing events. Life-changing moments, including a Kundalini awakening that I still not quite over. That wasn't on the brochure, and that was definitely life-changing. But let's talk about where we're at today. The infamous warrior sage himself, Satyan Raja. Welcome back to News for the Soul.
Nicole, always a pleasure, my good friend. And I'm always pleased to see and hear all the ways that you serve the world, and it's just a pleasure to be with you again.
It's my honor. It's been too long since we've talked in this way. I did see you at your birthday party where I surprised you with a belly dance. That was hilarious.
That was wonderful.
I loved it. But, you know, we haven't compared notes on where we're at energetically on this planet. So we started, as I said, this series in particular over the last events on the planet of the last 2 years, seeing the incredible divisiveness or alleged divisiveness and political destabilization around the world. What's your take on where we're at?
Well, I think everything is as it should be, on track. So in other words, you know, the perturbation, the shaking of the foundations of people's cores, instability in politics, instability in the world, instability with the environment, instability on so many levels is happening. And we as spiritual beings, warriors of the light, those involved in raising and opening consciousness, expanding consciousness in ourselves and others, this is a perfect time to cultivate our own demonstration of what we already know, what we've already been privy to, what realizations that are already within our heart and soul that could be expressed more, brought out more, expressed with more boldness and willingness and capacity. So I feel it's the perfect timing, while there's this instability, for us to inject a spiritual stability from within ourselves to the world, and starting with our families and friends and colleagues around us. And that comes from injecting the world with more humor, more lightness, more care, more love, more truth, all the universal values that, you know, that we all stand for, you know.
So everything's perfectly on track. You know, it's interesting, you and I share a very special teacher from our path, Stuart Wild, and he talked about this time extensively.
Yes. Yeah.
What did he share with you?
Well, he called this time the time of the great quickening, the quickening of consciousness. And as consciousness quickens into the light, into greater awakening, so do the forces of endarkment, all the old models, the old methods, the entrenched politics, the entrenched agendas, however they might be, those models no longer hold validity or are Gaia-centric. They were based on just human-centric or me-centric values. And now we have to. I mean, the actuality is we are Gaia-centric. We are aspects of the whole. We are symbiotic with all of nature and reality. And whether we think so or not, we're not here to dominate the world. We're here to be in harmonious, synchronous, symbiotic, loving relationship, conscientious relationship with the whole. So this is the time. This is the time to embrace that we are of nature. We are not rulers of nature. We're not stewards of nature, but we are just an aspect of nature to be in flow with the rest. That dawning, that recognition, that Gaia-centric, Earth, Mother Earth, wife-centric view, I feel is really the thing to pick up and nourish and flourish and embrace in ourselves. When we do that at a soul level, it starts showing up at a physical level. So we need to embrace that soul level of knowing we are and part of this great Gaia dimension.
One of the challenges I've heard the conscious collective voicing in the last couple of years in particular was the shock and surprising nature of how the dark endarkment, I like that, how that showed up. It was like a rug being pulled out from under their feet and they weren't able to get back into their power to anchor the energy. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Absolutely. You know, the thing with that type of energy, that type of disempowering energy, it comes across very strong. It's like a bully that looks strong, but if you were to investigate and take time and look behind the bully's external facade of strength and power, really there's someone hurt or in fear or having a lack of self-esteem and not valuing themselves. And when people don't value their own inner nature, how can they value other people? That is the true power. It's not a power that comes from might. It comes from when we see people like that, when we see politicians, when we see leaders that are not exemplary, I mean, that's a joke. Who is exemplary? In demonstrating those highest virtues, especially in those worlds where to get to those high places, you might have had to play all types of games other than of the light, you know, other than of absolute truth. So the actuality is we have that power by recognizing that these are the expressions of bulliness and endarkment. They're just divine beings as well. That's it. And when we recognize them as this is the choices that they're making based on who knows why, who knows where, taking this loftier approach, and then recognizing that I am equal to this. I am not a victim to these energies. I am not below them. They cannot manipulate me in dark and nefarious ways. They can't attack my aura. They can't infuse my space. These are all imprints, even in the human potential, spiritual worlds, that continuously feed the fear that the invisible world can harm us. I believe there's more in the visible world that can harm us that we need to be aware of than the invisible worlds. And there's far more power in the invisible worlds to draw from to fortify us in any world, anywhere. And that's the attitude to have. That's far more empowering than one that's constantly looking our shoulders or looking in our etheric or in our subtle bodies for nefarious influence, because that'll never end. Those worlds are constant and never ending. But the path of the warrior sage is what Stuart Wilde and my teachers taught me. And it's a path where we recognize we are the divine being embodied already. We do not need to be in fear of these things.
I love that. How do we get our boundaries, our energy bodies, ourselves empowered and strengthened or re-empowered so that we know that and live that?
That's a great question. This is, you know how martial artists, they have to go to a dojo. I'm a martial artist. I train in a dojo, is what the Japanese call it, a place where you go to consciously develop your strength, your armament, your clarity, your wisdom, your truth, your humility, and your power, all simultaneously, right? So I believe that if each one of us is willing to take on physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual disciplines, that we need healing as well, but we also need disciplines. So much in our spiritual worlds, there's a lot of work around healing going on, healing of ourselves on multiple levels. And that, by all means, is so valuable. I don't want to discount that in any way. But also with healing must come concerted actions in life. There must come disciplines and practices. So we can heal ourselves from past emotional wounds. We can integrate limiting beliefs and thoughts and imprints and associations we have through healing methods and healing philosophies. But then we also have to have the disciplines to say, okay, like you took up the discipline of belly dancing years back, and now, you know, you're a performer and trainer and teacher. And I remember when you started that journey, I mean, your whole life transformed because you took on a physical discipline. You were already at that time so profoundly astute in the spiritual domain, you know, but you took on the physical dimension at the next degree, and that up-leveled everything, right?
Yeah,
so
totally.
I believe the same thing is true for all of us. We have to take on, and you know, it would be good for everyone to get involved and do some martial art training to learn how to strengthen their physical sense of well-being, their external body feeling good, the mammalian side within going, yes, I can handle myself. When the mammal feels more confident within ourselves, it allows that energy to ascend beyond the three lower chakras into the higher chakras. But if the mammalian body consistently feels fear, then we are consistently drawn back to the three lower chakras of survival, base sexuality, and the seeking for power, which never ends.
It's interesting. I remember the first day I met Stuart Wilde, he looked at me in horror and said, my energy boundaries were like just not there, porous, you know, spongy things. And he's always been,
yes.
He always told me to do martial arts. So that's still on my to-do list too, because it's so connected to physicalizing the non-physical, the energy, right?
Exactly. Exactly. We could do all types of energetic work, and that's valuable, and I advocate that, and I do that. I study and I practice that myself. Yet, it's getting into the physical body, because we are a multidimensional being, and our physical body is of this vibration, and this is the one we're relating with the world. And so it's very valuable for us warrior sages who are drawn to this path of one foot in the metaphysical, one foot in the world of the material. Those of us who have that calling, like you and I know we're of that ilk, then cultivating the ascending line of awakening and ascension and spirituality and enlightenment is valuable, but also as valuable is the descending line of making sure our bodies are strong, are healthy, we're getting vigorous with our body, and that we're, and like I say, the warrior of the warrior sage part is, yes, do a foundational self-defense training. Krav Maga is a very powerful Israeli martial art. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is what I study, which is very powerful and very pragmatic martial art that anyone can learn at any age. I highly recommend Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. That's a great place to start strengthening your body, mind, emotions, and your spirit, and then continue to do the work of inner meditation, inner awakening, whatever that is, but combine it with strengthening your body, and boom, you'll be a 1-2 knockout influence and person of impact.
How has your work evolved in preparation for the time we're now in?
Well, I don't know if you're aware of this, Nicole, but this Saturday it will be the launch of our Warrior Sage International Consciousness Dojos.
I signed up. I'm coming.
So how it's evolved is this. For many years, as you know, I gave private seminars to students, to all types of leaders, people who came together to learn the path of the Warrior Sage. And I got a strong calling from Spirit over the last, 2 years, that it's time to bring this out to the greater public and greater whole, and to help communities create dojos. Dojo is the Japanese term for people practice martial arts and improve themselves together and commune together. So this Saturday, we're releasing our first Abundance Activation, which is our first Warrior Sage Dojo, and everyone is invited. And how it's evolved is very simple. Now this is all for free. Our whole trainings, the whole path of the Warrior Sage, all our community events, there's no money exchange whatsoever. And the intention is that us Warrior Sages find each other, come together, find out what our deepest goals, dreams, and our soul calling is, what we're meant to do, so that we live and die in love complete, without regrets, and that we foster each other to live that way, and we arise together. So that's a huge evolution in my work, in the sense that it's time to bring it out to the world, time to bring warrior sages around the world together, and to foster this particular strand of empowerment, which brings the power of the warrior and the wisdom of the sage, and evokes that in each other, and we get to grow together. So as I think you can hear it in my spirit, I'm quite moved and called by this,
Beautiful. Why is it all free?
Well, we need to get into the hands of everyone. We need to get warriors to come together and to really cultivate and create communities together. The number one thing that's missing in the human potential world and amongst warriors is coming together for real face-to-face and contacting and connecting and practicing together. So that's why it's all for free. I have my other, I make money from my consulting and my coaching work, the work I do with businesses. Because that is where my livelihood is. My livelihood doesn't need to be made through my seminars and in our trainings anymore. So my whole team decided we need to bring it out to the world, and that's why we're doing it.
Why is the focus of the first one abundance?
Well, the three main yogic warnings that we need to be aware of that the ancient masters have told us about are sex, power, and money. These are the forces that either can destroy us, we can shoot our own self in the foot. It's the area of the most ignorance, the most ego, and the most darkness on our planet, sex, money, and power. And so those are the three trainings and activations I feel are the most valuable for people to start with and to have a good base of self-realization and awakening with. So abundance is all about removing the obstacles in our consciousness to not just making more money. You know, there's tons of how to make more money courses. You can, you know, one popping up every day if you go online. But very few people are sharing about how to have wisdom, how to be in, how to unify our enlightenment with our creation of freedom through wealth. It's a whole different way of looking at it. So that's what we're helping people experience. And I believe if we just go for more accumulation right now, more and more money, and only look at abundance as more gain, then we're going to self-destruct and destroy the world. We need to have a viewpoint and awaken our viewpoint, elevate it, mature it to be a whole system viewpoint of wealth, where how I exchange in the world and receive in the world be for the benefit of the greater whole. So this is the new paradigm. We get it in our heart, but how do you actually live it is what the Abundance Activation is all about.
I think
it's valuable. It's very important that people learn to remove the obstacles of their mind regarding wealth and then come together with other people who care about the same values and wish to arise and support each other and come in together.
Well, our programming around such things from an empowerment standpoint is so deep. There's so many layers to it. So I think that is really important work you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Recently, when I talked to last week, I think it was, former CIA remote viewer David Morehouse about the current situation on the planet, and he was describing the fourth turning of the cyclical humanity patterns and coming into hopefully a creation phase, the next phase. Where do you see us with that as far as coming out of the current situation without too much destruction?
You know, in the yogic, in the Hindu system, there's four yugas, the four great ages. In the ancient Kemetian system, there's five phases of the return of the light. And in the ancient Egyptian or Kemetian philosophy, is parallel with the ancient, Hindu philosophy, in that we are now, the tides have turned. We are now ripe for great consciousness, the return to the fullness of the light. So imagine we were in one time it was a fully enlightened society in some mythical time or dimension. And then through time there was a degradation and more ego, more individualness, more meanness came in. And then later it became half and half. And then later it became more predominant, what they called the Kali Yuga or the time of the dark, where ignorance and illusion and manipulation and ego and greed and all the lower values were reigning. And in much of the world, that's happening a lot. But the tide has shifted energetically. The tide has shifted into now really the most profound time of the quickening of human consciousness and unity that I've ever seen. In the events and the trainings I've given, people are attaining self-realization in record speed. People are growing what used to take months and years to have breakthroughs. They're achieving in like minutes and hours, really. And so I know that for those of us who wish to be on the cutting edge of transforming and quickening our evolutionary space, who we're meant to be, what we're meant to be, our space of highest shining, it's our most highest opportunity to find, discover, and align to that and to express it.
I know you've kind of addressed this already, but how do we, if we can, if it's in our highest good to do so, speed up the process?
Well, exactly. Well, the quickening is happening, and so an active engagement in training. Of course, everyone is welcome to be part of our Warrior Sage Dojos, if that calls you. But really, it's what are the things that really move you? Is it yoga? Is it meditation? Is it martial arts? Is it some form of pilgrimage? What is your within saying? What within your soul is yearning to be experienced? What's yearning to be expressed? What's wanting to happen in your soul that perhaps you've been not looking at or repressing or shunting off? Let that side bloom. and ask yourself, what's wanting to emerge in my life? And when you ask yourself, what's wanting to emerge in my life? And you also ask yourself, what must I do so I live and love and if I and even die complete without any regrets? These powerful questions will elicit the deeper truth. Now, the warrior within follows through on that truth and says, okay, if inside my heart says what's wanting to emerge is more time in nature, more time to read, more time to take on more disciplines of meditation or nature walks or waking up earlier. What to do is follow through. How you'll quicken now is following your impulse. And by following the impulse, you're training yourself to have loyalty to the inner calling, to the inner messages, more than the distractions of the world. And your loyalty to the inner callings will speed you, your spiritual evolution so fast right now, it's just going to have you spinning. It's going to have you evolving, spinning, and learning lessons at a record time. But what's beautiful about this time is also we do not have to have those lessons accompanied with the hardships of the past. We can actually grow in gentle, harmonious, transitional ways from old consciousness to an awakened consciousness. And we can do this now in a time with the least amount of wrecking our lives and starting from scratch. We can grow from where we're at. And that is the beautiful time that we're in right now.
We actually have an email question from Maureen in Ontario. And she's asking, how does one buffer the effects of the negativity which are causing her to get sick and feel exhausted and lack of motivation?
Again, it sounds like she's been knocked down for a while, you know, and some of us have been knocked down for a while. The first thing that you have to do is you got to get away from the influence of all the chaos. You got to say, okay, I'm going to go away for a weekend. I'm going to take 3 days. I'm going to take 5 days. I'm going to take 1 day. More than what you think is sensible, dedicate yourself to this time of divine replenishment where you're saying, I'm going to remove myself, as our teacher Stewie would say, from the world of TikTok, from the world of my mechanistic habits. If my Saturday and Sunday are mechanistic this way, I'm going to break away. If everyone expects me to be around and do this and this, I'm going to arrange it so that the kids are taken care of by grandma or a friend or whatever, and I'm going to go into get an Airbnb in some cottage somewhere in the boonies for a weekend. Whatever, it's not what you do. It's that you dedicate yourself to removing yourself from the chaos for a few days where no cell phones, no internet, no waveforms, no, you're not around any transmissions from the outside world. You've shut yourself off from that. And you've said, this is my time for replenishment. You take a book or you do nothing and you be with the great mother goddess of earth. You do nothing. You enjoy. You just be with the truth of your body, of your heart and your being. And just that, there'll be a quickening and there'll be a natural healing process that starts to denature and deconstruct and allow those negative energies to go back to where they came from, because you're going to where you came from, which is the heart of Mother Earth.
Ooh, I think I need to do that. Wow, that's a really good idea. So bottom line, getting in the moment, getting focused on where we're going and doing the physicalized thing. What else would you add to that? Do we still have you there, Satyan?
No, I'm just feeling what you're asking. And as I was hearing your question, it's really not about what else needs to be done. It's about taking what's simple here and what's touched you and starting with that. We can constantly have more insights and look for more insights and look for more teachings and look for more solutions. But really, what is the biggest thing that stood out today, really? And what's true about that? And let's start acting on that. And That is where our true power will come from, not in the quantity of disciplines or practices or more insight we have, but the loyalty to the adherence of living the smallest insight that holds the biggest truth for me right now.
That's powerful. Love that. As we're addressing a, you know, global audience right now, what's the one, as we kind of gathered our points together for the end here, what's the one most important message we can have you relay to them today?
There is something inside your soul that if we look at is yearning to emerge, that wants to be lived and brought forth and expressed more in your life. My heart request and nudge and a little punch on your shoulder from the warrior in me and a little pinch as well and a hug is saying, be loyal to that today. Start changing your world so that your loyalty to this inner calling within you becomes more and more strong and that you love that part in yourself enough to act on that calling that's wanting to emerge. And when you do so, I promise a miracle will start to occur in your life. And it's going to bring you into the world of greater sacredness, greater mystery, and it'll bring you into the world of miracle-mindedness. But you have to initiate the miracle by listening to the miracle that's wanting to be birthed.
Perfect. Well, I'll tell you, Sadhguru, when I saw your announcement for your Saturday program, I registered and I hope to actually physically be able to attend, which would be amazing. Maybe have your office send over the details to us. We'll get it posted on the News for the Soul site along with this when we post this archive.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
It was so good to speak with you, Satyan. I look forward to doing it again sometime soon.
Thank you, Nicole. Much love to you, and I look forward to having a lot of fun with you once again and seeing your amazing dancing again, sister. So I'll see you Saturday, okay?
I hope so. Much love to you, Satyan. The one and only Satyan Raja, Warrior Sage, all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more right after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.